Hi, Francisco. How are you?
Pretty good on the show.
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate that. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the specialists in the department. I handle pricing and details for your area. So it looks like you've been speaking here with Tara, right, my representative, and she's been kind of going over the basics of our program. But she did mention to me that you recently branched out on your own, right, for A1 Custom Concrete?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. Congrats. That's awesome. So I'm taking a look at the notes, but I wanted to ask you, Francisco, if you had any questions for me about how the program works or about the placement that we do. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Well, make sure if you do have any, just let me know. Okay. So it looks like Denver is where you're based out of, but Tara did notate that you're targeting 60 miles, right, around Denver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, when I did a search for the company by name, I noticed that you have 5 out of 5-star reviews. I see it looks like Angie's Home Advisor. Is that recent?
Yeah.
Great job on that. How's that program working for you so far? How do you like it?
This is okay.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Now, I'm taking a look. Now, do you use Facebook? Have you created one for the business, or do you have a personal Facebook page you use?
Yeah, I have a personal page.
A personal Facebook. Okay. Okay, great. And I know you don't currently have a website, but I'm sure you have pictures of some of the work that you've done, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. So, you know, for this particular position, Francisco, once we begin to work with you on that first page of Google and Bing, we'll close out this category, which means the calls are going to stop. We're not going to continue to call in your area to find someone who does what you do, okay? So
okay.
The position is exclusively for you. We don't work with anyone else, none of your competitors, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the Platinum package, which is a package that I would recommend for you, you're looking at a new in-business rate, okay? So you would be looking at $299 a month. It's month-to-month. Now that, what it's going to do, it's going to list your company on the first page of Google in the local map. We're going to list your company on Bing. We're also going to build you a Facebook page for the business, and we're going to run Facebook ads. Anytime, Francisco, that they're doing that search, they're within your area, and they're on Facebook looking at pictures or stories, okay, they're going to see your ad pop up on Facebook, and it's going to help you reach more new clients. You can target up to 50 miles, okay, with the Facebook ad. Now, all they do is click on your Facebook ad, and Francisco, they're calling you directly. Our clients have seen great results. Now, we're also going to list you on other directories that are popular within your area, directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. And I'm going to include a website for you. It's at no additional cost. We're going to build you a website. So this way we can add the pictures of the work that you've done, a story about your company. We're going to attach it. That website will be attached wherever we're listing your business. Okay? We want them to be able to see the quality work that you do and really get to learn more about your company. Now, we also include the voice-activated searches. So if they're using Google Home or Amazon Alexa, they're going to be able to pull up your company from the first page, and we're going to cover mobile devices. So if they're using iPhones, Androids, or tablets, Francisco, they're going to be able to pull up your company immediately, okay?
Okay.
And you're looking at $299 a month. It's a month-to-month program. What do you think? How do you feel about it?
That's the best you can do.
Does the price hold you back a little bit?
A little bit.
Well, here's what I could probably do for you, Francisco, but I would just have to get the approval from my manager. I get 2 credits that I could use a month for my friends or family, okay? I don't ever use them because I don't know anybody that has their own business that they want to list on Google. But what if I ask my manager to give me the approval code to give it to you at my friends and family rate? I'm not going to tell him you're my long-lost cousin, okay? I'm going to be honest. But if I can get it for you, Francisco, at my rate, then it would be $249 a month. You're saving an additional $50, but your price, you would be coming in at my friends and family rate. So your price would always be $249 a month. If I can get that approval, will you give me a shot today?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me do this. Let me send him a message real quick. What's the best email for you, Francisco?
It's JF.
JF?
Yeah. Vasquez Chen Chen.
Vasquez with Z or with S?
V.
With the Z's. Okay. Vasquez 1010 at Yahoo.com. Vasquez. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. My manager's, and you said 110, right?
Well, 1010.
1010 at Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. My manager's just responding to me right now. He told me, first of all, to congratulate you on the newer business. And he just gave me the approval code, Francisco, so you're going to come in at my rate at $249 a month, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to be sending you 2 emails, okay? The first email that I'm sending you, they're both coming, in fact, from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one is going to say Google. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first email is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. I put that the price is $249 a month for the platinum package. Okay, so this way you see you're coming at my rate. Okay, and I put everything that's included in the program. I'm also sending you another email that says client dashboard analytics. And it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So you're going to be able to track all of your phone calls with our program, how many times you came up in the search results. So I sent you an example of how the reports will look. Okay?
Okay.
And then this number, Francisco, that we're speaking on, can you also get text messages to this number?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now while we're on the phone is I'm sending you 3 text messages. So the first text is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. So I'm going to be the lead on your account, but I do like to give you my information, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm also sending you another text. It's going to have the number to our customer service. So anytime, Francisco, you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, or you have a concern, okay, regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You're on mountain time, so you're actually 1 hour ahead of us. So we're always here from you from 8 to 5 o'clock. We're always here, Monday through Friday, okay? And then I'm sending you this third text. It's going to have this link to a YouTube video that's about, I'm going to say 6 minutes long. When you have time, please make sure you watch the video because it's going to show you how to log in and track your reports with us, okay?
Okay.
So I want you to get familiar with it. Now, your first name you said is Francisco. That's what I've been calling you. Your last name is Vasquez?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Francisco, the number that you want clients to contact you on, it'll be the number that we list on Google. Is that going to be the 720-235-9894? That's the number you want them to call, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the company, as you would like it to read on Google, do you want us to list it as capital A with a hyphen, number one, Custom Concrete? Is that how you want it to show on Google?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Now, very important, Francisco. So Google is going to send you this PIN code in the mail. It's called a verification code, okay? That PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map, and they send it by mail. So what address do you want them to mail it to?
4447 Cook Street.
Okay. And that's coming up as Denver 80216, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm assuming this is like your residence where you live, like your home office?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to hide the address because we don't want your address to come up on Google. Okay, so we'll hide the address. Awesome. Okay, now, so for the billing, Francisco, okay, the way that it's going to work, today you're paying $249, okay? Now, we call this a two-month verbal commitment, but you pay monthly. So next month, on the 6th, then we'll charge again the $249. After that, it just continues to go month to month, okay? And I'm going to read that to you in a voice verification for your protection because you're getting it at my rate, my discounted price, okay? Now, it'll also state in there that if you ever decide you want to cancel or pause your account, the only thing we ask, Francisco, is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay? That's all we ask.
Okay.
We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee or anything like that, okay?
Okay?
Now, the card that you're using for the payment, Francisco, is the card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It's just my name now.
Okay. How does your name ring on the card? Is it just Francisco Vasquez?
Yeah, Francisco Vasquez.
Okay. There's no middle initial?
No.
Okay. And is it the same billing address for the card as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it a Visa, is it MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And then, Francisco, I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Well, thank you, said you're here.
No worries, take your time.
You might, the only thing, it's a new card. You might have to wait a little bit.
That's
because,
okay.
I have one.
That's okay.
I haven't activated.
Oh, no worries. What I'm going to do is this, okay? I'm just going to enter the information, but we're not charging the card. If you tell me, Nadine, charge the card after 5 o'clock today, then I can go ahead and set it up like that. Your card will not be charged until you tell me what time the card's supposed to be processed, okay? Monday?
I just got to stop at an ATM and, you know,
okay.
I'm still at work.
That's okay. In the meantime,
6:30.
Yeah, that's okay. In the meantime, we'll get everything else set up. So this way the position's already closed for you. And then if you tell me run the card at 7 o'clock tonight, then that's when I'm going to say that in the voice verification, that the payment will be processed at 7 o'clock tonight on December 6, 2022, okay? I do that for your protection, okay? But the card will not be charged until the time you tell me you want it charged, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What's the card number?
It's 483. 314.
Uh-huh.
00. 1958.
I'm just going to repeat it back to you. I think I have some numbers missing. 4833?
Yeah.
1400?
Yeah.
1958?
Yes.
And what are the last four?
2161.
2161. Okay. When yes. does it expire?
1227.
12 of 27. And what's the security code on the back, Francisco?
409.
409. Okay. What time do you want me to process the payment? Because I'm going to read that in the voice verification recording.
7 o'clock tonight.
At 7 o'clock tonight? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that at 7 o'clock your time. Okay. So okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through this voice verification recording. Okay. It's for your protection because I have you at the discounted price that I get. Okay. It's going to outline our service agreement. I'm also going to state in there that your payment will not be processed until 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Okay. For today's date. Okay. Now, when I'm walking you through this, if there's something, Francisco, that you don't understand, please do me a favor and stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that I can go okay. back and review it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure before we process this payment at 7 o'clock tonight that you have a clear and firm understanding. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, real quick, Francisco, did you get all those text messages that I sent you, the three texts?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And for your security, Francisco, I want to set up a security question, okay, for your protection. You'll know when our company is calling you because we'll ask you for your security question, and this is to protect your account. We could either put your mother's maiden name, like the apellido de soltera of your mom. We could put your first pet's name or the city that you were born in. What do you want for your security question?
Just Denver.
That's the city that you were born in?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put Denver. So just remember, your security question is the city that you were born in, and I'm putting Denver, okay? So just remember that. All right. Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, okay, and it reads like this, Francisco. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business as how you want it to read on the first page of Google?
A1 Custom Concrete.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Francisco Vasquez, owner.
Are you authorized, Francisco, to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Francisco, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to text messages, phone calls, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to keep in mind, Francisco, we might call you with an update on your account. We know sometimes you're in the middle of work. We just ask that you reply back to us within 24 hours. Also know that once you start having more presence online, you might have another company calling to sell you like another type of online product. It is not our company, mm-hmm. Local Splash. We're not going to call you to ask you to pay more money than the $249 a month, okay? So if someone calls you and say, there's people out there, right? Let's say someone calls you and says they're Local Splash. This is what you're going to do. You're going to tell them, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up. Because if it's our company, they're going to know what your security question is. When they hang up, you know that that's not our company, okay? Even if they ask you for $5, you don't give them nothing. Take down their phone number, hang up the phone, and call us, okay? Because that's not us, all right? Now, Francisco, in hiring Local Splash, your question?
No.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. And what we're saying is that before you, like, sign up anywhere else, just give us a call so we can make sure we're not already including that service. We don't want you spending more money, Francisco, if you don't need to. Okay.
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is December 6th, 2022 at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That is when we will charge the card for the non-refundable amount of $249. So, Francisco, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be charged on January 6th, 2022 in the amount of $249, okay? So this is going to be a recurring payment. Once your term is completed, then your agreement is automatically going to renew each month on the sixth day in the amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, the customer service number that I sent you by text. You need to make sure that if you're going to pause or cancel, that you call that number 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay? So just remember, if you're going to pause it, or if you decide to cancel, you need to call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay? Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So at 7 o'clock, I'm going to charge the card. But in the meantime, Francisco, I want to schedule your client interview onboarding for tomorrow with one of our technicians. They're going to be talking to you about your website, your Facebook ads. They're going to re-verify everything that you and I went over. What time would you like us to schedule your client interview? Does this time work for you? Do you want something like midday or in the morning?
This time works.
Okay, so I do have an appointment tomorrow. It looks like I have an appointment available from... I have 3 to 4 or 4 to 5. What time do you prefer?
4 to 5.
4 to 5. Okay. So you're going to be also receiving an email, and it's going to have, in the email, it's going to have what time your appointment is tomorrow. So tomorrow, they're going to call you from an 877 number. Make sure that you answer all calls within that time frame between 4 and 5 o'clock. We're also going to send you a reminder, Francisco, an hour before your client interview so that you know it's coming up in case you forget. And then we're just going to go over a couple of notes, which is going to be for my technician so that they know where to start from, okay? Now, are you doing both residential and commercial, Francisco?
No, I want to do just commercial for now.
Just residential. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then is it like custom concrete that you're doing, pavers? I mean, tell me a little bit about what it is that you're doing.
It's custom concrete, decorative concrete.
Oh, nice. Custom concrete, decorative concrete. Do you do foundation?
I don't have, yeah.
Not ready for that yet? What about driveways and steps?
Yes, all flat work.
All flat work? Okay.
Yeah.
What else do you want me to notate?
Driveways.
Okay.
Sidewalks, patios.
I was just going to say sidewalks and patios. Perfect. Yeah. Awesome. And then, Francisco, how do I find you on Facebook? Your personal page. Okay. What's your profile picture on there? Do you remember?
I think it's my son.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can find it. You sound so young to have a son.
I have three.
You do? I had four daughters, and my husband had three daughters. So he had three daughters and one son. I have four daughters. I always tell my mom, I don't know if it was a castigo having that many daughters or if it was a bendición, right? Puras mujeres. I'm like, oh, no. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah.
One of my favorite cousins, his name is Francisco, but we call him Panchito because his dad's name is Francisco too. So he's like my tío Pancho. And then we call his son Panchito, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said your son might be in the picture?
Yeah. Both of my sons, I think.
Both of your sons? Okay, so let me see, because there's a lot of Franciscos, Vasquez's. You don't live, okay, are you from Springs, Colorado, but you live in Denver?
No, I'm from Denver. It's actually under Chisco Vasquez, not Francisco Vasquez.
It's under Chito?
C-H-I-S-T-O.
C-H-I-S-T-O. Oh, Chisto. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you go to Magnolia High?
No.
Okay.
Manual High.
Oh, Manual High. There you go. That's the name of it. I said Magnolia. I don't know where I got that from. Okay, I think there's a profile picture of your son in one picture, and then your other son, it looks like he has a baseball cap backwards, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, I found it. Awesome. Aw, so you have three boys? Lucky you.
No, I have two boys and one girl.
Two boys and one girl? Aw, is she very close with you, your daughter?
Yeah. Yeah, she's the oldest. She's 19.
Aw, lucky daddy's girl, huh? You know what? That's how my daughters are. They're very daddy girl. With me, forget it. We're always peleando all the time. They don't listen.
Yeah.
They don't listen to me. They're like, oh, Mom, you never understand. You don't understand. I'm all, what do you mean? Do you think I have this gray hair for no reason? Well, what do I know, right? Francisco, what are your hours of operation? Like, typically, what hours do you work? Like, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Like, what times?
7 to 6.
7 to 6? Okay.
7 to 5.
You're a hard worker there. You're like, I'm trying to get this business going, right? And then, Francisco, do you prefer for your method of contact, like when they're contacting you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Text message.
Text messages? Okay.
Yeah.
And then let's see here. And then what types of payments do you accept from your clients? What kind of payments?
Checks. Mostly
cash. Cash and checks?
Cash.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you ever start taking Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal, just let us know so we can update it. Okay?
Okay.
And then, now you do have an option, Francisco. It doesn't cost you more money. We include it. But we can put a tracking number. So instead of them seeing your phone number listed on there, we would add a tracking number that's actually linked to your phone. And it comes with an app that you can download from the App Store. Okay. It allows you to track your phone calls and your text messages. Would you be interested in that? Or do you prefer, Francisco, that it's just your phone number listed there?
No. What do you think? What do you recommend?
Well, I mean, do a lot of your clients know you by your phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I would say, unless if you're someone who's always on their phone and downloading apps and all that, then I would say, okay, yeah. But if you're not, then I would just recommend sticking with the, with just how it is with your phone number. Anytime though, if you decide later on that you want to add the tracking number, just let us know and it won't cost you anything. It's included.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll put no for now, but if you decide you want to change your mind and you want it, then just let us know and we'll add it, okay? At no additional cost for you. And then, Francisco, you do have some pictures of some of the work that you've done, like before and after photos?
Yeah.
Okay. What about a company logo? Do you want us to create you a business logo or do you have one?
I don't have one.
Okay. We'll make you one. It doesn't cost you anything. It's included. Okay. And then it's not a requirement. I just ask, are you like licensed and insured or are you in the process?
I'm in the process.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations. That's good. Wow, you've been doing a lot lately, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Okay, Francisco. So it looks like I have all of your notes. So at 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to process the payment. Okay. When the payment goes through, you're going to get your receipt is going to be emailed to you and we're going to send it to you in a text message. So what I'm going to do tomorrow morning, I'm going to give you a call about 9 o'clock. Okay. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to call you because I want to confirm that you got your receipt. Okay, and then I'm going to go over with you one more time about your client interview, okay, just to make sure you have everything set, okay? So unless, are you available at 8:30? I can call you at 8:30 if that works better for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a call then at 8:30. Just to confirm you got your receipt, we'll go over your receipt, and then just to remind you about your client interview tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. I'm super excited for you, Francisco. Thank you for giving us the opportunity, okay? So don't forget, because you mentioned that it's a new card, you have to activate it. So no se le olvida. Okay.
No.
Okay. And then we'll talk tomorrow, okay? Have a good evening.
Okay.
Thank you, Francisco. Okay, talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mark.
Any questions?